बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे, जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, जय श्री राम प्रभुपाद। जय हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय, जय गौर भक्तवृंद की जय, श्री प्रभुपाद जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। So today we are going to read from Canto 5th, Chapter 11, verse number 13 and 14. So we'll read the verse. Shitrakya Atma Purusha Purana Sakshat Swayam Jyotir Aja Paresha नारायणो भगवान वासुदेव स्वमायया आत्मनि अवधीयमाना यथानील सावर जंगमानम आत्मा स्वरूपेण निविष्ट ईशेत एवं परो भगवान वासुदेव क्षेत्रज्ञ आत्मदम अनुप्रविष्ट क्षेत्रज्ञ आत्मा पुरुष पुराण साक्षात् स्वयं ज्योतिरज परेश नारायणो भगवान वासुदेव स्वमायया आत्मनि अवधीयमाना यथानील स्थावर जंगमानम् आत्मा स्वरूपेण निविष्ट ईशेत एवं परो भगवान वासुदेव क्षेत्रज्ञ आत्मतम अनुप्रविष्ट क्षेत्रज्ञ आत्मा पुरुष पुराण साक्षात् स्वयं ज्योतिरज परेश नारायणो भगवान वासुदेव स्वमायात्मनि अवधीयमाना यथानील स्थावर जंगमानम् आत्मस्वरूपेण निविष्ट ईशेत एवं परो भगवान वासुदेव क्षेत्रज्ञ आत्मदम अनुप्रविष्ट क्षेत्रज्ञात्मपुराणापरेश नारायण भगवान वासुदेव स्वामायात्मदं मनोप्रवेशम् श्रेताज्ञात्मा पुरुष पुराण ज्योति पुराण नारायण भगवान वासुदेव स्वमायात्मनि अवधीयमाना क्षेत्रज्ञात्मा पुरुष पुराण साक्षाज परेश नारायण भगवान वासुदेव स्वमायाधिमहीयमाना क्षेत्रज्ञात्मा पुरुष पुराण साक्षात् स्वयं ज्योतिरज परेश नारायण भगवान वासुदेव स्वमायात्मनि अवधीयमाना सो वी रीड वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग क्षेत्रज्ञ The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Atma, all-pervading, present everywhere, Purusha, the unrestricted controller, who has unlimited power, Purana, the original, Sakshat, perceivable by hearing from the authorities and by direct perception. Swayam, personal, Jyotiya, for manifesting his bodily rays, the Brahman effulgence. Aja, never born, Paresha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narayana, the resting place of all living entities. Bhagavan, the Personality of Godhead, with six full opulences. Vasudeva, the shelter of everything, manifested and non-manifest. Swamayaya, by his own potency. Atmani, in his own self, or in the ordinary living entities. Avadhiya Mana, existing as the controller. Yatha, as much as. Anila, the air. Stavara, of non-moving living entities. Jangamanam, and of the moving living entities. Atma Swarupena, by the expansion of the super soul. Nivishta, entered. Ishet, controls. Evam, thus. Para, transcendental. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudeva, the shelter of everything. Kshetrajna, known as Kshetrajna. Atma, the vital force. Idam, this material world. Anupravishta, entered within. Translation by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhakti Srila Prabhupada. There are two kinds of Kshetrajna, the living entity as explained above, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is explained as follows. He is the all-pervading cause of creation. He is full in himself and is not dependent on others. He is perceived by hearing and direct perception. He is self-effulgent and does not experience birth, death, old age or disease. He is the controller of all the demigods, beginning with Lord Brahma. He is called Narayana, and he is the shelter of living entities after the annihilation of this material world. He is full of all opulences, and he is the resting place of everything material. He is therefore known as Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By his own potency, he is present within the hearts of all living entities. Just as the air or vital force is within the bodies of all beings, moving and non-moving, in this way he controls the body. In his partial feature, the Supreme Personality of Godhead enters all bodies and controls them. Purport. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15.15. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto mata smritir gyanam apohonam cha. Every living being is controlled by the Supreme Living Being, Paramatma, who resides within everyone's heart. He is the Purusha Avatara, who creates this material world. The first Purusha Avatara is Mahavishnu, and that Mahavishnu is the plenary portion of the plenary portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna's first expansion is Baldeva, and his next expansions are Vasudeva, Sankanshan, Aniruddha, and Pradyumna. Vasudeva is the original cause of the Brahma Jyoti, and the Brahma Jyoti is the expansion of the rays of the body of Vasudeva. Yasya prabha parvato jagat anda koti, koti shu asesha vasudhati vibhuti vibhinnam, tad brahma nishkalam ananta asesha bhutam, govinda madipurusham tamam bhajami. I worship Govinda, the premier lord, who is endowed with great power. The glowing effulgence of his transcendental form is the impersonal Brahman, which is absolute, complete and unlimited, and which displays the varieties of countless planets with their different opulences in millions and millions of universes. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is thus described in Bhagavad Gita, Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina matsthani sarva bhutani na chaham teshu avasthita. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. This is the position of the planetary expansion of Krishna as the all-pervading Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Parijumna and Aniruddha. So, this verse explains about the different expansion of Krishna for the creation, maintenance and destruction. And also how Krishna is the controller and he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead with power. And then the different grades of realizing Bhagavan, that is Bhagavan in as Brahman, Paramatmit in Bhagavan. So we'll discuss all this after reciting our prayers and something more than this as per whatever time will permit us. Om Ajnantirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manubhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagaragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Saralaita Shri Vishakavitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpataru Vyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Krishna is described as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he is the avatari from all other avatars come, which is described in Srimad Bhagavatam chapter 1, canto 1, chapter 3, verse number 28. Eti chamsa kalapumsa krishnastu bhagwan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam viranti yuge yuge. So it's said that all other are the planetary portions of the Lord, but Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and all of them appear on planets wherever there is disturbance created by atheists, and the Lord incarnates to protect the atheists. So this is what we commonly understand, that the Lord incarnates for protecting his devotees and then eliminating the miscreants from this material world. And in this purport, the different incarnations are being described. For example, Lord Parshuram and Lord Narasimha displayed unusual opulence by killing the disobedient Kshatriyas 21 times and killing the greatly powerful atheist Hiranyakashipu. People are being killed every day, Kala. So, Krishna is displaying his opulence by his expansion as Parshuram and Narasimha. But he did not do this because even by not taking his avatar as Narasimha or Parashuram, he is displaying this opulence every day in our lives. We see so many people are killed every day. And according to the time factor, as he is also the time factor, so people are killed every day without being noticed by us also. And because when extraordinary things happen ordinarily in our lives, we think it's ordinary, but actually it's extraordinary even if it happens ordinarily in our life. So the living entities are born and they die and we see every day. This is not an ordinary thing. It's an extraordinary thing because we are not used to seeing it not very frequently. Therefore, we don't think it's extraordinary. And therefore, we should consider this aspect of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead has created everything extraordinary in this material world. If we see, if we want to bring water,
just from our 9 kiloliter pond to here, we require a lot of pipelines. We require motor, we need electricity and everything. And for that also, we require systems to work, we require persons to work, and that also, many times when we are using our vehicles, like JCB, and all, the pipes are broken and we have to repair everything. The Supreme Personality of Godhead created such a system that the water is coming from kilometers and kilometers away in the form of rain, and every day, and now we are sitting here and thinking that why so much rain is coming. See the perfect system, and if you see in Bhagavatam, the water is coming from Ganga and it's in the Swarga. So the millions of vehicles are carrying that water to so that it can come to our Bhuloka, and from there it goes to Patal Loka and again back goes to the Swarga, and all this. It is a cycle described in Bhagavatam 5th canto and other places also. So if we see, it's very extraordinary act. If we see a seed, a small seed, and if we eat, nothing happens. But if the same seed is put in the ground, a big tree manifests from it. And every seed is different. It has different fragrance. It has different color. It has different structure. It has different taste. It has different glances and everything. It has different utility. So differently it is manufactured. So differently it is done. And it is done with everything. And the same things are being used. For us, if we start a company, if we want to manufacture something, first we have to make a die or a model for the things to be done. Suppose we want to manufacture a refrigerator. So first we can make a model, a die for it, and the same thing will produce with the same size and exact everything. But the nature doesn't do it. There is exact perfection in what karma it has to be received. At the same time, it has a perfection of how it will look and everything. So a person, like a living entity, a man, will have an eyeless, all things are same, a small hearing loss, a small injury in the foot while he is born. So such is the complicated system that exactly he receives the karma which is required for him at that particular time. So this is not ordinary, it is very extraordinary. If we see by medical terms, if we want to do such things and to also make the man perfect in all respects, it requires thousands of experiments, and before experiments are done, it requires lot of thinking and everything. But this we think every day. Like if we see in this world, we may not believe in Brahma having four heads. We may not believe that really such a living entity exists. So for Krishna to make us understand that actually a living entity exists with four hands, he creates a prototype in this material world where we see that there are so many living beings who has two heads. If we just search on the Google everything, we'll see many people who has two heads. Some have from, they are joined from the heads, some from the chest, some from the leg somewhere, but they are joined and you cannot make them separate. Some are joined like opposite side, some are from the front side. So like this, he has created a prototype, but it's not exact because it's in the material world. For us to be get convinced that really such thing exists as somebody has four hands, heads. And like this also, we may not believe in karma or reincarnation, which is very extraordinary. Because suppose if we want to carry something from here to there in one place, we require a lot of effort. We require vehicle and everything. But the same karma is being delivered to us from this life to next lifetime, where the body is being destroyed, our physical body is being destroyed. We only subtle body and the jiva is there. And the whole thing which we have is being delivered to us in the next lifetime. Again, it is not delivered 100% because we don't have the capacity to actually to take all this at one time. So it has been stored in a place and then it has been delivered very gradually in some fractions to us. So this is a very extraordinary thing, because suppose if we want to do something here, suppose we have 1,000 tons of grains here and we want to restrict the supply of grains, because if we have more supply, then naturally it will be not be used properly. At the same time, there is a market supply, demand, everything. So we'll store it somewhere. And then what will happen? Automatically it will destroy because of all the rains or moisture, or there will be some small insects which will destroy the grains. But see the human form where the karma is delivered to you as it is without the karma getting destroyed. It is delivered like maybe this lifetime, next lifetime or next lifetime. Like in the case of Dhritarashtra, if we see, his 100 sons were died. So he asked, why this happened? So he was being told that 50 lifetimes back, you have killed a bird with its 100 children. So Dhritarashtra said, then why so much time it took? You might have given the reaction right then or next lifetime. So he was told that to have Sukruti of having 100 children, you need lifetimes of tapasya. So if you do lifetimes of tapasya, then you can get 100 children in your womb. And when that thing is happened, then your reaction is being done. So now his karma is preserved for the next 50 lifetimes till it has been destroyed. And like that, we have so much action and reaction in this lifetime, we will again be stored in that back in our whole storage area. And again it will be delivered next day, life. And again the process will go on. So this is not very ordinary thing, it's very extraordinary. And therefore when somebody says why bad things happen to good people or why good things happen to bad people, it's not so easy. Generally we give very easy examples. No, you have done something bad there, you know, this may happen like this or this may happen because you have something good. No, it's not so easy. There are so many grey areas and there are so many things which we cannot explain scientifically, which we cannot help others to understand also, and we may not understand ourselves. Like Mahabharata was telling yesterday, and Abhay Gaurav, not day before yesterday, Abhay Gaurav was also telling yesterday. So it's not easy for us to understand. We are not understanding the creation also. The creation part, how the simple thing, how the flower comes here, how the flower manifests in the tree, the fragrance with the flower. So like so many companies have tried to modify the seed and do so many things, but they have never achieved the same fragrance which the original flower has. The same strength when we eat the food is not there now. The quantity may be increased, but the quality has decreased. And within few time, because the quality has been decreased, the quantity also will be gone. So many people have tried to bring life from another life, or so many experiments are done. There are so many people who have given millions so that their body may be preserved. And whenever the scientists may find a way to revive, then they may be revived. But nobody has done still. So it's a very extraordinary thing to get birth in this lifetime. And therefore, Lord Parshuram and Narsingha displayed this opulence, actually is extraordinary, but such extraordinary opulence we see every day with our eyes, every day. And it's done so organically it's done that we have never noticed. Like, if you see how mangoes comes, first of all, there's a flowering stage, some flowers will come, and then a small fruit like mango will come, and that will grow. And after some time, it will be ripened as a mango. And this process starts way back. Like in this December, January, when the flowering season will start, it will start or before that. And then we get mango in May somewhere. So we are seeing it very gradually. And therefore, we are not actually seeing the overall effect. Suppose if we see as it is, like from the tree, directly from the flower, a big mango comes. Then we think it's extraordinary. It's beyond measure. But when the same thing happens in a span of time, we think it's ordinary. And that's why if we see, this written that Lord Narasimha and Lord Parshuram have appeared as an opulence by clinging to the serpent circle. So because they appeared directly and they did the thing within some time, like the Parshuram killed 21 Kshatriyas within a very short span of time, we think it's extraordinary. But the same thing, if it is done within a period of so many years, we will think it's ordinary. And this is being done by all the kings, because we see in Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam is a story of all the rishis, all the Raja rishis, that is the all the kings. And if we see the kings, all the biography or all the biography, if we take, the simple thing is protect the citizens, kill the miscreants, and all the things we have done. If we see Dhruv Maharaj went to the Yakshas, they killed so many Yakshas at one time. And like this, Mahabharata war and so many things have happened in the past. But very few incidents are been described in Bhagavatam, because we will not be able to understand, we will not be able to describe how the things are being done. And therefore, we should understand the power of Kala, the power of time, which is displayed in everyday life or us. And therefore, if we see, Kala Hiranyakashipu was so powerful that even demigods and other planets will tremble simply by unfavorable raising of his eyebrow. So see, such is the power of eyebrow, which Mahabharata was telling, the eyebrows of Sri Gaucharan Prabhu were very powerful. Just by seeing the dogs went, so today only we saw one in our ashram. So, it's the just power of the one eyebrow of a single person. And it was describing the power of Krishna or the power of as Supreme Personality of Godhead, how it is taking so many living bodies are taking birth in the womb. So this is not an ordinary thing. So many living entities are taking birth. So now if we consider a living entity taking birth, what does it require? Earth, water, air, fire and ether. The five material elements are required. Then there are so many trillions of neurons, and so many, if you see the medical science and all, there are so many trillions of cells, and everything is required for one body. And we are so vulnerable in this world. For us to live every day is a struggle. Every day is a struggle. Suppose we don't get oxygen for next 1 minute, we'll be in the ICU. If we don't get water, we don't get food, we will be dead. But still we are living for so many years. It is not extraordinary that Krishna is supplying us with all things which are required every day, day in, day out, for so many years, and that's why we are living. And this is we think is a very ordinary thing. And therefore, Krishna has to come day and again to make such extraordinary things visible to us as extraordinary, and not to make us see that these are very ordinary things. And therefore, he has to come. Otherwise, if we see, it is very, very extraordinary. The way we speak is very different from all others. So Krishna has made us unique in every aspect. So if we want to train somebody, if we have some employees under us, if we want to train them in different aspects, it will take so many years. So many years to make them train to understand some subject, and then they may perform for some time, and again they will go back their own ways. Like sometimes we see that we are back on our old habits. We do the same things which we done last for so many years. But when Krishna manifests so many living entities, he has a perfect plan, he has a perfect thing to be done from that person, and therefore he has given perfect characteristics. Like somebody may speak differently, vaguely, the essence may be different. So many different things are there in one person. And when they are all come together, then there is a different a song sung by all of them. So such is the extraordinary thing which is done. And then Prabhupada writes that this means that anybody materially powerful cannot stand the strength of Lord's nail. So we were just reading that in Pushottam Mass, in Narasimha Purana, apart from what we know from Bhagavatam and all, that Hiranyakashipu had got so many boons that he may not die inside, outside, up and down, not by humans, by animals, not in any day, night. He was also got a boon that he will not die in 12 months. And that was one of the reasons why Pushottam Mass came, because it doesn't come in the 12 months. So, for killing person like Hiranyakashipu, Narasimha fulfilled all the promise of Brahma, created one extra month, killed him by nails, not inside, not outside, not in the day, not in the night. And he did all the things and then killed Hiranyakashipu. Like this, for every living entity, there is a perfect plan when he will be killed, what is, how will he be born, how will he be killed. And it is done with us. Somebody may die with cancer, somebody may die by killing somebody, and somebody may die just by leaving his body on his own will. But see, everything is orchestrated by God. And that's why when somebody dies, we say it's God's plan. We don't know how it works, but it's God's plan. So it's not that God's plan is there only for higher living entities. God's plan is there for only some very astute scholars or somebody. God is planning for each and every living entity. And this is very extraordinary, because in our life we have seen, we cannot give time to everybody. if some counselor is there, if he has 30-40 counselees, he may give time to 5 or 10. Very valuable, very noteworthy, and very, good time he can give only to 5-10 people. Beyond that, for the next he can give a general talk or maybe something. He cannot give time. But Krishna is designing everything for everybody. Which person will come in this life? And depending on his next action, what next will come in his life? And it will be decided in time. It will not be decided like one at a go. It will go on. It will be going on. Till the person becomes a devotee, so many things will come in his life. Till he doesn't learn a lesson, so many bombs will be there in his life. Like Maharaj was saying, it's a Bombay's Bay of Bomb. Till the time you don't understand, the bombs will blast so many times. So, it is so extraordinary, and still we cannot understand. And what to think of Krishna himself coming? His name itself is so powerful. His name is so powerful that it can destroy not the person, the sins only. See, suppose there is a court. A court wants to give a punishment for a criminal offense. If you see the law, there are so many sections. When I was studying IPC code and all the panel courts and everything, so there are so many sections. The criminal code and the civil code are very different. So in that, if you see, there are so many sections, different punishments are there for different persons. And depending on the intensity of the crime and the knowledge of what the crime he does, he has a different severity of the punishment. And no judge can give same punishment to different person. At the same time, he cannot relieve a person if he does the same atonement. But with the whole name, it's different. A person who has done a crime of killing somebody and a person who has done a theft, a person who has not done anything, because of his inaction so many people have suffered, or because of his action so many people have suffered, all the things combined can be solved by the holy name. And this is the extraordinary power of the holy name, which we cannot even understand by our tiny brains. And for that, we'll just see some of the slokas from the Prema Virate, which we lost or which we left last time. Some of the slokas we can see how it's very, very difficult for us to understand the power of the holy name. So we'll start from the Skanda Purana. So from one who continuously chants the holy names, there is no extra spiritual benefit by even visiting the holy places such as Kurukshetra, Kashi or Pushkara. Kurukshetra kim tasya kim tat kasya pushkare nava jiva agre vasati yasya hari iti aksharadvayam. So the holy name has such power that even if you visit so many holy places, it will not be suffice if we chant just pure holy name. So yesterday only we were discussing about the yatras, how so many yatras we go and how we can do it nicely. So more powerful than going to yatra is chanting the holy name, which is described here. Tirtha Koti, and what to say about GV, where we have both combined. We have the holy dham here and we can chant peacefully there because not many will come in this rainy season. And last season we know we did so many things in the COVID also. It was a good journey winning the COVID from 2021, where we had so many classes also and everything because not many were coming. Then sex is Tirtha Koti Sahasrani, Tirtha Koti Satani Cha, Tani Sarvani Aapnoti, Vishnu Namanu Kirtana. The spiritual value of Hari Kirtan is far superior to even circulating many thousands of holy pilgrimages. And that also in Pushottam Mass, which is described that doing everything in Pushottam Mass has 1,000 times more benefit than even in Kartik Mass. So we may describe how it is. Kartik month is the month of Radhani. How is this Pushottam Mass more powerful than even Kartik month? We cannot understand because it's the mercy of Radhani, and Radhani wants like this. So Pushottam is more merciful and more beneficial to us than Kartik Mass also. So next, the chanting of the holy name is the highest spiritual activity, far superior to all other pious activities. One who chants with this realization is automatically executing all other prescribed religious duties. Pious activities like giving lakhs of cows in charity on solar eclipses, residing in Prayag in the month of Magh, December, January, So this also is very difficult. Like if the month of December, January, if you reside in Mark in Prayag, itself is difficult. Like I have seen in my time also, in my place also, whenever it's very cold, I even don't attend Mangal Aarti also so many times. I skip so many things. So the thing which I describe here, it is like giving lakhs of cows in charity. Very difficult. Will not get lakhs of chais. The price of lakhs of cows is very high. And the lakhs of cows will take also in charity. This is another problem. Then you have to create a whole system of donations for maintaining that cows. So this all things are very difficult inside. Then observing strict vows and baths. Strict vows, another difficulty. You cannot live a day without speaking a lie. Impossible to live the whole day without speaking a lie. Somewhere, something you have to tweak, otherwise it's very difficult. Because it's not that you don't want to speak the truth. It's the problem of communication. If you want to speak something truth to another person, you have to tell the whole context behind why you are speaking this. The whole story, you have to tell in the whole detail from where this has come. And then you can speak the truth. Because anyways, whatever you speak, if it is truth also, he will not understand, because the half portion was not told before the whole story. And what he will understand will be wrong. So anyways, it will not be truth for him. So to tell him the truth is also a difficulty. And take it strict vows, which so many people take in Pushottam Mass and Adhik Mass, it's another difficulty. Then reciting prayer, and then performing countless sacrifices. So to do one sacrifice of giving one umbrella to somebody and you yourself getting wet, going from this place to the ashram is a difficult thing. Then another difficulty is distributing mountains of gold, not equivalent. So first thing, to have a gold is difficult. Nowadays, it's the time of imitation jewelry. It's the time when people have imitation jewelry, imitation smiles, imitation classes and imitation everything. They just video shoot everything. Another, and put on their own channel and just do so many things. We don't know. So it's a place of imitation, and to disburse that mounds, and that's also mountains of gold. So we don't have a fraction of gold. How can we distribute mountains of gold? And that to a minute fraction of the spiritual potential of chanting. So this all things which we cannot do even in our 1,000 lifetimes, this is nothing compared to a fraction of the spiritual potency of chanting the holy name. Go koti danam grahana khagasya prayaga gandokake kalpave vasa yajnayutam meru suvarna danam Govinda Ketanena Samam Sama Satam Sai. So this is from Laghu Bhagavata. So all these activities cannot be equal to the chanting of holy name. And again, like this is a Bodhayana Samhita. Ishta Purtani Karmani Suvahuni Kritani Api Bhava Heturi Tani Eva Harinamanu Muktidam. So this also says the same things, that even 100 altruistic works are performed for the benefit of general welfare. All such activities are mundane activities according to scriptures. The chanting of the names of God alone can actually give complete liberation from this material world. Every other activity is insignificant in comparison. So somebody may ask us that what charity you are doing, what things you are doing. We may explain that we are doing food charity, we are doing so many charity. We have hospitals, we give provide water connection, we help farmers, and we do so many things. But actually, we do everything so that we can give holy name to others. Because the charity of holy name is far, far superior from doing all the other things. But this cannot be explained, this cannot be understood, this cannot be envisioned by people in general. And therefore, all these activities has to be combined with chanting of the holy name. So the actual medicine which the doctors give is actually very small. Suppose somebody wants to give an injection, so he will have a needle, a syringe, and he will remove the medicine, he will take the bottle for medicine, and some maybe 5 ml he will give. But for that, there are some compound is there to catch that person. He will be sleeping on the cot, so you need a cot also to make the person sit, or to sleep, whatever it is maybe. And then the injection is given, and that also requires a room. If he is given outside the room, he will not value the injection. And there is so many facilities within. The person who is giving must have a qualification to give the injection. And he must have the knowledge which injection to give. So many things are required to just give an injection to that one person. And therefore, same with chanting the holy name. To give the holy name to that one person, so many other things are required. Actually, we can do without that, but we do not have many takers. And therefore, all these things are required. Like suppose if the doctor gives an injection below a tree, how many patients will come? Every day I am the best doctor, I am the MBS, MBD, I have done the masters, I am the expert cardiologist and everything, and now I will give you injection below the tree. Nobody will come. So this is not applicable just for religious principles or just that Prabhupada said that it's applicable for. It's applicable to everybody. If you go to the finance consultants or everybody, if you go to any seminar, they'll have a room. Everything will be dark. Then they show the slideshow. And that slideshow, they will show everything. They will not go in open. Array, come here, not go with bag, anything. They will create all the systems and then they will say, this is only 1 lakh rupees, but for you today, 50% discount. And then, even I will give this bonus, one bonus, second bonus, third bonus, fourth bonus. And if you register now, for the next half an hour, only 20,000 rupees. I have only 50 seats. Done. No, I will not take more than 50. And you will see, there will be line of people who will register for the course. And if he does the same thing under the tree, he will be in the line, going to different banks for the loans. He will get nothing. So, for any activity you've done, there requires a whole atmosphere, a whole environment has to be made, and then things can be done. Like we're already discussing that how people can come here for orientation and everything. So there is a queue and everything should be done, and then only people can understand and hear. So like this, everything requires orientation, everything requires a structure, everything requires an environment. Without that, you cannot do anything. It's not so easy. But Krishna does it without anything. And that's what is called Swaraj, he's independent. For us to do anything, we require a lot of support. Lot of manpower, lot of infrastructure, and then we can do something. Lot of support from ourselves, with our mindsets. Lot of support from others, from their help. And then, after all, we also require Lord's mercy. Because Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, all the chapters, that He makes food available to us, and then He also digests the food in our body. He only helps us to get energy, and He only helps us to do all the work. So every second we are dependent on Him, but still we say that we are very independent. And so many people declare themselves self-made millionaires, self-made billionaires, self-made man and everything. But it's not so. It's very difficult. It's not so easy. So another so many verses are there in this. So another, the supremely potent holy name is equal to in every respect to Supreme Lord Krishna Himself. Because Lord Krishna has invested the holy name with all His potencies. Krishna has collected the spiritual results accrued by charity, austerity, penance, pilgrimage, karmakanda rituals, offered to demigods, Rajasuya Yajna, Ashwamedh Yajna, knowledge of self-realization, and so on, infuse them in His holy name to make it absolutely powerful. So we should be absolutely convinced. Any person comes, maybe a karmakandi, maybe anything, and he tells that, please do this yajna and you get these results. May you do this yajna and if you do go this ring if you wear, you get these results. Or if you go to this place, go results. Everything is done in the holy name. Dana vrata tapas tirtha yatra dinam cha yasita saktayo deva mahatam sarva papa harishubha rajasuya ashwamedham jnana Jnana asva asya adhyatma vastuna akrishya harina sarva sthapita sveshu nameshu. This is in Skanda Puran. So everything, whatever is there, charity, penance, pilgrimage, karmakanda rituals, to demigod, rasuya, ashwamega, knowledge, everything is influenced in the holy name. There is nothing beyond holy name. And Acharya become so many commentaries from one word Hare, they have derived everything. Hare Krishna, the whole 16th verse, every Hare contains everything, Krishna contains everything, and like this whole book is written on just Maha Mantra, one Maha Mantra of Hare Krishna Mantra. And therefore, if we need anything to do in this Purushottam Mass, if we actually want to achieve anything, if we actually want to do something, we need to only increase our faith in holy name, in the holy process, even if it is by a nano fraction. Like Krishna says, Swa Alpam Asya Dharmasya. It is not Swalpam, Su Swalpam, very little, very fragrant, very simple. A second, it's not one step, even half a step, even just taking a leg. Like this, if our faith is increased by just a grain, a little bit grain every day, it is the best of investment in all the month. And in this way, our Purushottam Mass may be very much helpful to us, because that faith which is generated now will be with us for a whole future and will help us to grow further in our spiritual life. And this is how I will like to end my class. It's already 8:59. So thank you very much for your patient listening. If there are any comments or there are any suggestions or there are clarifications or there are any corrections, please let me know. If there are questions, that also we can take. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.